Rise and shine, Atlanta. It's NFL game day. The NFL is back tonight. Thursday night football returns right here also on Sports Radio 99 The Game. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson, she is the First Lady of Atlanta Baseball, the leader of Allie's Army. And she does not like it when I give her barbecue restaurant recommendations. Miss Allie Mack. And there is no awkward waiver today. He is in Philly, rooting for his beloved Eagles. Instead, we have G-Money, Garrett Chapman, filling in back there. Good morning, y'all. Are you not as excited as I woke up this morning early because Pork Chop woke me up? But then I go, hey, it's football time. Tonight we get real, real football for the NFL.
I can tell we're all very excited about this season opener because we all got up and showered and wore fancy clothes today.
I was wondering who was going to be the first one to point that out.
Well,
we all look very dapper.
That might be you dressed up for a different reason, but yes.
I'm very proud of us.
I'm with you. I don't know that the moment my eyes opened this morning that I felt the excitement that you're talking about. But as I got in here and started working through some of the stuff for the countdown to kickoff that you and I do and that Allie, you know, does the rewind for, I started feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like I'm like, oh, the quarterback report with Michael Penix and Dave Archer. I'm like, woo, woo, let's go.
It's not that there's a game. It's not who is playing in the game. It's that it matters. And
good point.
So now, today, tomorrow, Saturday obviously is a matter for now, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then Sunday. And then Monday. They all matter.
Yeah.
There's no Friday night preseason game. There's no roster construction or even, I'm going to say it. Roster math talk. It's just all about it being real. It matters. Like everything is on a different level. And I'm just so excited. It energizes me. No kidding. I get pumped up.
Yeah. I was doing the thing where like I worked down the list of like, you know, because you and I have a NFL headlines segment and there's not really that many, you know, that because it's week one.
Mm-hmm.
The headline is the fact that it's week one. So I'm like working down some of the matches. There's some good football this weekend, man. There's some really good football games that are going to be on television for the next, well, 3 of the next 4 days in the NFL.
Yeah, finally, all the hypotheticals, all the assumptions and predictions go out the window and we get to see everybody's cards at this point. As far as the show today at 6:20, Dukes and Bell, they did have Raheem Morris on yesterday. Had a lot of interesting things to say, so we're going to play that back for you. Again, that is 6:20. That's next. It's also Throwback Thursday Trivia Day. So at 6:40, you will hear Mike and Bo duke that out. Do you want to know today's theme?
Yes, I do.
It's not catered to either of you. It is MTV VMA's history today.
Oh, good night. That is definitely not catered to me. I think I've watched the VMAs once, maybe twice.
I promise it's going to be easier than you think.
I absolutely know one answer right off the bat.
All right.
Britney Spears. What? Okay.
And at 8:20, Grant McCauley, our Braves insider, will join us. But look, let's talk about tonight. I mean, it is Cowboys sans Micah Parsons and the Eagles. We will not see Micah Parsons playing tonight because they just could not come to terms.
Yeah, and now he's a Packer. It looks weird him wearing number one jersey. I saw him at practice. Also, it's weird him practicing. But anyways, he hasn't practiced in months.
Just felt unnecessary.
You know what? The shot was there and I took it.
Ridiculous.
I might have, you know, I took it. The shot was there and I took it. All right.
I'm not sure why.
Steak had me do an exercise yesterday when I filled in for the steakhouse. So bear with me for a second. He was like, I want you, you know, every year there's different teams. There's like four, five, six, sometimes even half the teams are different in the playoffs in the NFL. It's like every year. He's like, I want you to go through and pick out the teams that are different and then take away a team. And so one of the teams I took away – was the Lions and I, the Vikings, and I replaced them with the Cowboys. Because I know they lost their best defensive player, but I still think the Cowboys have a good offense, and I still think they have a good enough defense that could be opportunistic with some of the guys on the back end, like Trayvon Diggs, if he could return to form. I think this could be a potential, you know, this is, I mean, look, the NFC East is pretty loaded. Cowboys, Washington, the Eagles.
Who did you pull out?
The Vikings.
Okay.
I pulled out other guys too, if you want to know them. But I mean,
you can't make these jokes when it's 6:00 in the morning and we're trusting.
It wasn't a joke. I don't know what you're talking about. There was no joke.
I was trying my best not to be a juvenile.
That's why
your
face
is pointing it out.
Beet red right now.
Oh man! All right, who else do you have in that playoff?
I took Tampa out.
There you go.
And I put the Falcons in.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
I took the Lions out, and I put the Niners in.
You took the Lions out? Because that's what I thought you said the first time around when you said you put the Cowboys in. I thought you said you took the Lions out, and I was like, whoa.
Well, I took the Lions out, put the Niners in. I took the Bucks out, put the Falcons in. I took the Rams out, put the Cowboys in. And I took the Vikings out and put the Bears in.
I mean, what's crazy is at this point, most people are going to look at that and go, you're nuts. But the only thing consistent about the NFL is that it changes every year.
What happened to Detroit in the offseason? What's the number one thing that happened to Detroit in the offseason?
Well, I would make the argument that old Hutchinson getting healthy was the number one thing that happened to them.
Yeah, well, I would make the argument that they lost the two most important people on their team, which was Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson.
Yeah.
And look, I love Dan Campbell. I think that's enough, but they lost their two coordinators of two elite squads as far as that side of the ball when healthy.
Yeah.
And that can't be understated.
That's fair.
I've also took out the Chargers and the Steelers on the AFC side and put in the Bengals and the Dolphins.
I don't know what to think about the Steelers.
I think they're an old team coached by a very good coach who needs a change of scenery.
Wow. But it's only September 4th and you're already calling for a change of scenery.
He hasn't won a playoff game since Ben Roethlisberger was there. Everybody can go around. He's the exact same coach as Mike McCarthy on paper. Go pull up their records, their playoff wins, and their Super Bowls. They are the same dude.
What's funny about Mike Tomlin is I feel like he is elite as a game day coach, as a game planner. But the off-season stuff, like the way to attack the roster and construct a roster is what I really have concerns with him about. And the fact that they haven't done a little bit more to address the long-term at quarterback over the last few years. It's just...
Well, and that's part of it. They've had like three coaches since 1970-something.
Well, and I know you guys are discussing Mike Tomlin, but are you invested at all in the Aaron Rodgers of it all? Like the drama that's going to be happening when the Steelers take on the Jets. Like he's got to be in that stadium again. It's a soap opera.
Yeah. Well, and it's the flip side for Justin Fields. Justin Fields is the other way around. And I actually was very impressed with Justin Fields' comment. He was like, it's not a thing for me. Like I'm not really that.
Is it not? I don't know.
I would tell you that he is not there because I've never been a huge, I think Justin Fields is this top-tier NFL quarterback kind of guy, but I feel like he felt a certain way the way he was treated. And in last year with Russell comes back, they immediately bench him, which is okay, I get it. But then when Russell starts struggling, they don't even go back to Justin Fields. They don't even see if he could right the ship. And so I feel like he left. They wanted him to stay there and compete, and he was like, nah, we ain't doing this again. And I don't blame him one bit. He went to New York to be the starter. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's a sour taste in his mouth. But at this point, he needs to focus on proving he's an NFL starter rather than proving to his ex-lover that he is better than the current lover.
Well, and I think anybody that looked at Justin Fields in the situation he was walking into at Pittsburgh, it was like, all right, let me see if I can right the ship on my career. And did he do that? No. But did he get $30 million guaranteed from the Jets to go play there this year? Absolutely. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So if I'm not crying foul if I'm him. I'm like, you know what, I just wipe my tears with these hundreds. I will say this to answer your Aaron Rodgers question. The Tom Brady quote about Aaron Rodgers being one of the best throwers of the – or I think he said the best thrower of the football that we've seen isn't – like, what? Mm. What a compliment. Like, that is insane. What a compliment. To have somebody like that be like, that's the best thrower of the football we've ever seen. Which is funny because when I'm watching all these Aaron Rodgers practice cuts and, you know, these clips of him out there in Pittsburgh, he looks like Uncle Rico sometimes in his drills. You know what I mean? It's like back foot, side arm. Like, what do you – like, what's the – what I mean, and you know what's funny is practice how you play. That's how he does it half the time, where he's making these crazy throws. But I'm curious if the Aaron Rodgers mobility returns, because I think that was the most underrated part of his game for the longest time, that he could buy time and roll out and make some of those throws down the field. And we haven't seen it for obviously, you know, a while now. So I don't know that he's ever going to be that guy again. He might have to change the style he plays with.
I mean, maybe it takes a year to come back like it did Cousins, with maybe there was scar tissue. But I think people forget that he actually played pretty decent late last season. I think people really do overlook that. Problem is, and I don't blame Aaron Glenn one bit. He got there, he's like, no, we aren't doing this. We're moving on. We don't need that circus, because that's what it is. It's a circus. It comes with this media attention that they don't need. A first year coach doesn't need that. Not to mention, you're gonna waste a year on a guy that, you know, is going to him and high you all offseason. No, go ahead and just get that cleared out of the way and start what it is you want to do, because you don't get a lot of time in the NFL as a head coach.
I agree.
But, man, it's great to be back. We're talking about real football.
It is really great to be back. And we are going to be talking about, you know, the Falcons. We're going to be previewing that game on Sunday against the Buccaneers. Coming up next, though, we do have Raheem Morris's conversation with Dukes and Bell. You don't want to miss that. It is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.